All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. You know, sometimes you see things in a world of sports and it just catches your eye. Sometimes for the good reasons and sometimes for the bad reasons. Now, one thing that has really caught my eye recently in the world of boxing, and that is the mismanagement of boxing weight classes. And I say that from the standpoint that you go back to the 1980s, where the rules were changed as far as a fighter having to weigh in on the day of the fight. Now we're seeing the situations where fighters are allowed to weigh in the previous day of the fight, and it really has taken away from the essence of the fight. The reason why I say that, you have guys that they'll suck down just to get to that weight, and then they find themselves rehydrating and bulking up for the next day, and they come in for the fight, and they come in at a very larger weight. I'll give you an example of this. There was a featherweight fight over the weekend in New York City featuring Nicholas Waters and Miguel Mariaga. And it was a situation where Walters could not make the featherweight limit of 126 pounds. He came in at 127. He was stripped of his belt, and the fight became a non-title match. Now, with that, Walters rehydrated for the next day and came in at 145, and you're talking about the weight of a welterweight, while Mariaga still came in at the featherweight limit of 126. It's a situation where you look at the history between these two, and with Mariaga and Walters, and both of these fighters fought in the Olympics, and it was Mariaga who was able to get his hand raised during that contest. Now, Walters was clearly the stronger fighter this past Saturday night, and his punches had more power behind them, and thus he was able to dominate the fight. Now, you have to wonder and say, what would this contest have been if both fighters were on an even playing surface? We've seen it before with fighters such as Canelo Alvarez. If he has to come in and make a 154 weight limit for the super welterweight division, or even a 160 weight limit for the middleweight division, he will make that, and then by the time of the fight, you're looking at a guy in Canelo Alvarez that is coming in anywhere between 170 to 175 pounds. Now, this is not just to put the onus on guys like Nicholas Walters or Canelo Alvarez, because it is a problem throughout boxing, and it's taking away from the essence of the sport. Now, you're talking to a guy that did wrestle in high school. I know high school wrestling is nowhere near what it takes to be a professional athlete, but at the same time, we had to weigh in the day of the contest. It was nothing like, you know, coming back to weigh in and then come back the next day and you're allowed to blow up. It's an unfair advantage, and I think in this situation right here, it's like I said before, it's taking away from the essence of the sport. For the fight this past Saturday, you wanted to see two featherweights, not a featherweight against a welterweight. If you want to see two welterweights getting on, you don't want to see one guy coming in at the welterweight limit of 147 and another guy coming in at the middleweight aspect around 160 pounds. Now, obviously, things change at the heavyweight level because that is anybody that is over 200 pounds. But you look at the fact that, you know, you look at the different weight classes, whether it's cruiserweight, super middleweight, welterweight, lightweight, and so forth, you are at a specific weight for a reason. And it's just the same advantage that you're giving somebody if they put excess time pine tar on their bats in baseball. It's the same advantage that you would give somebody if they put a slippery substance on their uniform in football. And it's the same advantage that you would give somebody in the sport of boxing. It's an unfair advantage. I know the rules are there, but the bottom line is things have to change. Will they change? I don't know, because there are so many backdoor politics that are reigning supreme in the sport of boxing, and it's a situation you would need to have a big name fighter, a la a Floyd Mayweather, come out and lose a fight and complain about this disadvantage for something to potentially change. Now, a guy like Mayweather, I'm just using him as an example because he is the most prominent fighter going right now in the sport of boxing. But for the most part, he dictates his shots and how guys are going to come in when they face him. But still, you look at a guy like Floyd, and he has the power to probably change something. But then again, at this point in his career, he's on the way out. But like I said, somebody at his level. That's the only way that you're going to get this situation to change. I think it stinks. Like I said before, it takes away from the total essence of boxing. And if you want to bring some type of excitement back in, if you are the sport of boxing for boxing aficionados, this is a start right here. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, you can continue to check me out on Twitter at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, as always, folks, it is my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, we have the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge, which you are more than welcome to check out. And also, be sure to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.